Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is April 30th. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me blog and we're going to jump into Mosiah chapter 5. Now at the beginning of Mosiah chapter 5, we see that King Benjamin has been speaking a little bit and now he's wanting to get a feel for how the words that he's saying are being received, which I think I get on a small scale. I've been teaching with the EFY and FSY programs for 15 years now, 14 or 15 years. And I've got to say, one of the hardest ways to teach is in a really long room to a big group of people. Because when I teach, I always pray for the spirit of discernment so I can get an understanding of how the doctrines that are being taught are being received. So I can understand if something that I've said has caused someone to question or wonder about something. I just want that discernment so I can understand where the people who are listening are and how I can better help. But when you're in a huge group in a long, long room and you can't make that eye contact and you can't have that kind of personal experience as you're teaching, it becomes really, really hard to have that same type of discernment or at least to experience it in the same ways. So on a very, very, very small scale, I feel like I get this just a little bit. Here, King Benjamin is speaking to a massive group, so much so that they can't all hear his voice. His words are being written down and delivered. And so I understand that he had this desire to want to know if the words that he's speaking are resonating with his people. And so he sent people out to kind of get a feel for how people are receiving what is being said. And their response in verse 2 is just an incredible, incredible verse. It says, "And they all cried with one voice, saying, Yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us. And also, we know of their surety and truth because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually." Now, did you notice the pattern of conversion that it talks about here in verse 2 that the people recognize has happened to them in verse 2? This pattern of conversion is a pattern that we've seen throughout the scriptures. We've talked about it multiple times. Even so far in the Book of Mormon, we've seen it multiple times. It's this pattern of the people heard, they were willing to believe what they heard. They came to a knowledge or a testimony of their belief because of a testimony of the Spirit, which was born to them. And then that testimony led to conversion as it changed their actions. When they were willing to allow their testimony to change what they do, all of a sudden that testimony becomes a true conversion. We've seen it again multiple times in the scriptures. We've talked about it a little bit yesterday. We've talked about it with Enos. This is the pattern of conversion. It's not enough to simply believe. We have to receive testimony of that belief through the Spirit so that we can then know and have a greater testimony. But even that's not enough. We have to allow that knowledge, that testimony, to change what we do. And then comes a true conversion in our lives. Something else that I think is important to recognize in this scripture is that it says that the Spirit wrought a mighty change in their hearts. Notice, it doesn't say they wrought a mighty change in their own hearts, but it was the Spirit that allowed for that change to happen. I have this verse cross-referenced to Alma chapter 5, verse 7, which says, "Behold, he changed their hearts. Yea, he awakened them out of a deep sleep, and they awoke unto God." I've always loved these verses because I tend to be really, really independent, too much so, and I tend to think that I can do things on my own. I love these verses because it teaches me that if I want that conversion, if I want that deep change in my heart, I have to turn to the Lord for it. I can't force that change to happen in my own heart. I can believe all I want to. I can experience moments with testimony. I can even do the gospel. I can even live a certain way. But the actual change of heart has to come from the Lord. I can't do that for myself. Yes, I might be able to have a lot of willpower and I might be able to live the commandments for a time. But if I want that change, if I want that living to be permanent, if I want it to be lasting, it has to come through the Lord. And it has to be something that happens multiple times in our lives. This isn't just a one-time experience. The Lord is consistently working on our hearts, consistently changing us, and then changing us back as we slip into the natural man again. We desperately need the Lord to change us. In April 2020, Elder McKay gave a talk called A Mighty Change of Heart. And in that, he said, "Here we should pause and acknowledge that this mighty change of which we speak is wrought in us. It is not wrought by us. We are capable of repenting, changing our conduct, our attitudes, even our desires and beliefs. But it is beyond our power and capacity to change our nature. For this mighty change, we are wholly reliant on Almighty God. It is He who graciously purifies our hearts and changes our nature. Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse us from our sins and also cure us of our sinfulness. He is mighty to save, and to that end, He is mighty to change. If we will yield our hearts to Him, exercising faith by making all the changes we are capable of making, He will exercise His power in us to bring about this mighty change of heart." I absolutely love that quote and that reminder that we are reliant on the Lord for that change of heart. We can't do it on our own. No amount of willpower can change our natures. We have to be reliant on His power to do that. Now, what I love about this is that this change of heart, this conversion process, led these people, these good, obedient, covenant-making, covenant-keeping people, to want to draw nearer to God by making more covenants with Him. Listen to what it says in verse 5. They say, "And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God, to do His will and to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us, all the remainder of our days." What I love about this is that it helps us understand more fully the true nature of a covenant. Far too often in the church, we talk about a covenant being a two-way promise. We talk about it like it is contractual. I believe that nothing about our Father in Heaven's love for us or our relationship with Him is a contract. I don't believe that He views it as a contract. I believe that He offers us covenants as an opportunity to draw nearer to us. It's all about our relationship with Him. And so here, as they are experiencing belief, testimony, conversion, it puts in their hearts a desire to be closer to God through covenants. My friends, are we using our covenants in the same way? As an opportunity to draw nearer to the Lord, to increase that relationship, to have a tie and a bond to our Father in Heaven? Or are we viewing our covenants as a checklist? Because I believe that our Father in Heaven is not offering us covenants for any reason that has anything to do with a checklist. I don't think He wants us to have a checklist mentality about our relationship with Him. He offers us covenants as a chance for us to have power to change, as an opportunity for us to grow in our understanding of Him and our relationship with Him. He offers us covenants so that we can bind ourselves to Him in higher and holier ways. President Benson once taught, "Nothing is going to startle us more when we pass through the veil to the other side than to realize how well we know our Father and how familiar His face is to us." My friends, it's my belief and it's my testimony that as we make covenants with our Father in Heaven, and as we use those covenants to deepen and strengthen our relationship with Him, that we will come to know Him in new ways, in higher ways, in holier ways. He will become familiar to us, not even familiar to us in the sense of an almighty, all-powerful God, but I think He will become more familiar to us in the sense of a loving Father. That is why our Father in Heaven offers us covenants. That is why He is anxious to reach us so that we can experience that mighty change of heart and have a covenant relationship with Him. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.